Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, conviction of things unseen. By faith, we understand that what is seen was made from things not visible. Another way to look at it, in faith, we see that what is possible comes from what seems impossible. How many of you have ever been to the, Museum of History and Industry in Seattle, MOHAI? As of this summer, I can raise my hand too. I'd never been before. I'd always wanted to, ever since I heard about it. I took the boys there one day this summer. If you ever want to go, you should know that the first Thursday of the month is free. It's a nice thing to have in your back pocket. They have a lot of displays there, different things to look at and such. And if you're a kid, they oftentimes have things for you to do. The day that we went, they had this series of tables out. And on these tables, they had pipe cleaners, cork, rubber bands, and a set of instructions on how you could take these materials and lash them together to create a raft. You took three corks, rubber band them together. Oh, and a piece of craft foam. I have that too. You took three corks, lashed them together with the rubber bands. You cut out a little triangle from the foam. You stuck it on the pipe cleaner to make a little mast. And you had this nifty little raft. It's kind of cool. So, trying to kill some time with the kids, I took Tavin over there and had him sit down and take a look at what could be done. And no sooner had we sat down than he said, I don't want to build a raft. Are you going to help me do the story? It's okay, we can tag team this. I don't want to build a raft, Dad. Well, what do you want to do? I want to make Pikachu. I want to make Pikachu. If you don't know, Pikachu is this guy. He is a little cartoon character in a popular children's show. And you may notice that he does not look anything like a collection of cork or rubber bands or craft foam or foam craft or however you say that, and pipe cleaner. So when he said this to me, I said, well, you know, kiddo, that's a great idea, but I'm supposed to make a raft. I don't want to make a raft. I want to make a Pikachu. I said, okay. How are you going to do that? He said, like this. And he took a couple of the corks and he started lashing them together. And he took a couple of the pipe cleaners and he started chopping them up. And he started cutting out these little pieces from the foam craft. And when it was all said and done, he had taken... I know it's not the same thing. It's that little stuffed animal that I showed you. But he had taken these three little corks and latched them together with rubber bands. And he cut out little arms and a little tail, and he painted the little end of the tail to have this little brown streak thing. He cut out the little ears and, you know, rubber banded them together as well. And I gotta say, as far as Pikachu's made out of cork go, I thought he did pretty well. But I didn't want to show you that just to brag about my kid, although, let's be honest, that was probably in there somewhere. What struck me in that moment was how able he was to see that which I didn't think was possible. Sitting at that table with that step-by-step list of instructions and these specific ingredients to build it, my instinct was to say, okay, let's build ourselves a nice little cork raft. And I think for many of us, probably would have sat down and thought the same thing. But he didn't do that. He looked at those ingredients and he said, well, I think we can do more with this. He was free to play and to explore and to take some risks. And what? If it doesn't work out, that's okay. We'll just try it again. If it doesn't work out again, that's okay. I got a stuffed Pikachu back at home. I'll go play with that. How freeing it is to think like that. To not be stifled by expectations and assumptions about what is possible, what can be done, what cannot be done, how to do it. In its own weird way, I was struck by what an example of faith that was. Faith that all things are possible, or at least able to be tried. I did not look at this weird little pile of cork and foam craft and rubber band and pipe cleaner and think, yeah, sure, we can make a toy out of this beyond what they've said. But he did. There's this weird thing about faith that we don't talk about too much. And as I think about all the stuff that we as a community have been through, I think it's worth bringing up. And that thing about faith is this. To have faith in God is also to have faith in God's faith in us. Think about that for a second. To have faith in God is to also have faith in God's faith in us. We wouldn't be called by God if we were not capable. You realize that? We wouldn't be entrusted with the ministry that we have been entrusted with if we weren't capable of seeing it through. Since we have been called, well, if you follow the proof out, therefore, we are capable. I don't know about you, but sometimes I struggle with faith. I do. I will be honest with you. I have doubts. I have fears. You ever had those before? I have times where I worry. Times where I worry about my own abilities or about how things are going. I will be the first to admit my faith is not perfect. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen. By its very definition, faith is hard, or at least it can be. Because by its definition, it involves an experience of something beyond our everyday experience. Faith is not always easy. When you have those moments where you've worried about that, where you've doubted about that, where you've struggled with that, you ain't alone. But again, I call you back to that idea that we have been called into something, that you have been called into something as a follower of Christ. And as such, God's faith in you, that you are worthy of that call, that you are capable of that call, that's pretty exciting. Personally, I find tremendous comfort in that, in recognizing that, well, maybe I'm not sure that I can help through this, but you know what? I know God can, and God seems to think that we're capable of it. Therefore, it's worth a shot. Whether it's something as small as trying to figure out how to make a weird Japanese anime cartoon out of cork, or something bigger in life. I want to share something with you guys that you did a few weeks ago, a month ago or so. I didn't even know you did, or I don't even know if you realize you did this. But when I heard about it, I was so proud of this congregation. That was when I was on vacation, when Pastor Berhanu Waldemiriam from Bethel Ethiopian Church of Seattle was here helping lead worship. Some of you were here for that. And also when Pastor Yeonsu Kim of the Reborn Church was here helping lead worship. Some of you were here for that. When I got back from vacation, I'll be honest with you, I had been a little bit concerned about how that was going to go while I was gone. I knew there would be, you know, a hiccup or two, because there always is. But you know what caught me off guard when I got back? I'm a little embarrassed to admit it caught me off guard. When people were talking to me about the experience of having both of those men here to preach and to teach and to speak to you about the word and also to speak about their ministries and their lives and their experiences, the thing that people were reporting back to me was how much they had appreciated that, how much they had enjoyed that. And do you know what nobody said to me, especially first off? Well, Pastor, the accent was a little bit of a problem. At the risk of offending anyone, I know from conversations that I had with people years ago that there was a time and a place where that would have been exactly the first thing I would have been greeted with when I got back. Pastor, it was a nice idea, but the accent was kind of a problem. No one said that. No one cared. Everyone was so moved by the experience of these two men, by their ministries, by the power of what they had to say, that was the focus. I see God in that. I see the work of the Spirit in that. I see evidence of how the Spirit continues to work through this congregation, this community of faith, and help us to grow in that. And it is small things like that that I find incredibly reinvigorating to my faith. Now, I know that a few of you are a couple years older than me. It's true. One or two years older. I'm just saying that. But as we have talked about so many times, God is not done with any of you. God is not done with any of us. God is not done with this community. God is not done with this element of the body of Christ. We continue to be stretched in new ways, given new opportunities in which to witness. You are still capable of contributing to the kingdom of God. And God's faith in you is just as real as your faith in God. In those moments where it seems hard, remember that. You wouldn't have been called in the first place if God didn't know that you were capable of living out that call. And I got to tell you, whatever you may think of me, I assure you that if God thinks you're capable, that's a pretty good endorsement. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O gracious, good, and loving Lord. We give you thanks for the opportunity to gather in your name. We give you thanks for the opportunities to share our faith with others and to hear the stories of others. We ask you to continue to bless this body, to help us to find ways to live out our call in you, to keep us mindful of all of the other organizations and groups who operate from this place, to help us to be mindful of our brothers and sisters in the tent encampment, the United We Stand. We ask you to be with them as the weather changes, and to help us and to help the other groups here find ways in which to work with them and serve them and help them. We pray this, O God, trusting in your holy, good, and gracious name, aware that all that you do, and knowing that your name is the one that we call upon in faith and love. Amen.